This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This Free Talk Live. Phones are open as always here at 603-283-6160, although they're loaded up with calls at the moment. 603-283-6160. So if you want to get through, you should call through our Matrix chat server. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com and get the instructions on how to connect to our chat server there. You do need to follow them precisely, but if you do, should work out for you, and you'll get in there, and then you can call us up. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here with us tonight in the studio. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
And we're going to go back to your phone calls. We had Dave on the line in New Hampshire. He is back with us here. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. You're a longtime liberty activist. You moved here in, I think, 2003 or 2004. You're one of the earliest movers. You initially moved to Keene, New Hampshire, and you've sort of been about the state here and there, and now you're down in a few towns south of us in the town of Winchester. That's where your home base is at the moment. But you're a video activist. You go out there and you do video reports from various different places, and you'd called in tonight. You wanted to talk about a particular piece of legislation that a Free Stater, which is a libertarian activist, usually in New Hampshire, who is in the legislature. We've got like two dozen of them. I think more than that now. Actually, it's a record high here in New Hampshire.
How many rated A plus, even A minus, by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance?
I would think a couple dozen, but I'm not sure. I don't have that number in front of me.
You don't have a
but actual number? Free Staters that are in the state legislature is over two dozen, I believe, right now. Dave, what was it you wanted to highlight?
So it's Leah Cushman. I think she's a Free Stater. She's in Ware and Liberty Leaning Republican, who has sponsored a bill to ban, or I guess she uses the word abolish, municipal and school water fluoridation.
Okay.
This is one of those issues that's been debated for a long time, and it's not like something new that people have raised concerns about fluoridation. They never seem to get anywhere. It's a bill that, to me, it's kind of hacking at the branches. I'd rather see something. You know, people might get a little bit excited about that, but they get really excited about a bill that says something like every law passed, you know, after a certain date, must have an expiration, you know, 10 years after it's passed. You know, make all laws expire or something like that, or secede from the union. Something interesting,
yes.
Right? I would rather see bills like that, but I'm glad she's hitting on a lot of cylinders.
I agree with
here,
you,
so.
Dave, and this is one of my critiques of the political activists here in New Hampshire, is almost all of them are deathly afraid to put in principled legislation, to actually put in an end to the war on drugs, to actually put in an abolishment of, you know, the property tax, or, you know, whatever it is we're talking about, some sort of serious proposal, or like you said, seceding from the United States.
There have been bills to abolish the war on marijuana since I've moved to the state. They were many times put in by Democratic non-liberty activists.
What you're talking about is legalization of marijuana, which, I mean, that does abolish the quote-unquote war in technical terms, but it still creates a regulatory structure.
Sure, it's not as good as libertarians
would want.
So the regulations that are, say, on tomatoes versus the regulations that are, say, on liquor.
But the point is, what happens with these state reps is they become politicized, they play the political game, and their answer is always, well, I don't have the political capital to do that.
They probably don't.
Luckily, Dave, if you don't mind, luckily there's a little bit of good news, at least in the area of secession. I have it. I'm not going to say his name, but there is actually a Free Stater, a libertarian activist, who's been elected as a Republican. It's his first time in office, so he didn't put any legislation in the first run out, but he's going to go. I think he's going to do something this the end of this year, which would be for the 2022 term. He is our nightcap state representative. We actually had a party that we threw in Central Square for 36 weeks in a row right after the governor, so-called governor here, told people to stay home. We went out, and we threw parties in Central Square. You came out to a bunch of them, nobody.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the people that came out to those parties is now a state representative. And he is so sick of this government. He is so sick of the bureaucracy and the stupidity and the ignorance of these state representatives. He doesn't care about political capital, and he's willing to actually put something principled forward. At least that's what he's saying now. Hopefully he won't change his tune by the time August comes around, but there's a good chance we may see a secession bill coming up in 2022. I don't want to get your hopes up too much, but that's what it takes. It takes somebody who doesn't care if they get reelected.
Do you think that it is moral and right to put in a bill for secession versus a bill to allow the people of the state to determine whether or not they wanted to secede?
You have to. If you're going to put in a secession bill, it has to go to the people. It's going to have to be a what they call a CACR, which is a constitutional resolution.
Okay.
It has to get passed by the state house and the state senate, presumably signed by the governor. Then it goes on to the ballot, where it has to get a supermajority of people in the state to vote for it. That's my understanding of if you were going to take a legal path to secede from the United States, that's my understanding of how it probably will be done, but I'm by no means an expert.
Yeah. And my guess is that the Biden administration is going to be a great incentive to people who, if you'd asked them 5 years ago, mm-hmm. would have said, secede, you're crazy.
Right.
I think a lot of those people are going to, especially with AOC trying to put them in camps, re-education camps, I think a lot of those people are going to be rethinking.
Yep, there's no better time to start talking about secession than right now. So, Dave, your other thoughts on this whole, you know, migration thing? Is the Free State Project a failure or is it a success?
Well, I mean, I can't even name all of the Free Stater legislation that has passed, you know, and become law. I can't remember it all. That was the Homeschooling Paperwork Reduction Act, 2006.
That's a great piece.
There was the...
Yep.
Pardon?
That's a great piece. Let me ask you this. If every piece of every bit of freedom that has been achieved by Free Staters since you moved here in New Hampshire, which is all of it, I mean, you basically, you know, one of the first, was achieved with the stroke of a pen in Honduras with their special autonomous zone legislation by the end of this year, and more, would you be willing to move immediately?
Not immediately, and I wouldn't want to live in a jungle, and I wouldn't want to live in Honduras. Milo Vangelis used to say, basically, don't trust headlines, trust history. Mm-hmm. There's a history in Honduras of the way things are there, and it's awful. It's not awful in Costa Rica. It's pretty good. But Honduras has ugly history. That's what's going to weigh on Honduras more than what's going on right now.
Yeah, that's why I say to Mark, you know, I'm interested in watching his ZA thing and curious to see how it goes. I'm definitely interested. I want to keep my mind open.
You sure they didn't say Zapatas?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Shoes?
Well, it does mean shoes, but it's also a socialist political movement in Mexico.
Yeah, so I I'm interested in seeing all of these things develop, but so far it hasn't really developed. So, you know, keep us in the loop, Mark, on that as it develops. But speaking of political successes, you remember Jason Osborne?
Yes, I do.
He was a longtime sponsor on this show. In fact, what we would call an angel sponsor. He was advertising with us when he knew the thing he was advertising probably was never going to get a single response.
They did get one big one.
Okay, that's good to know.
You know,
but he supported us because of the principles.
He supported us because
you know, we are libertarians. That guy has been playing the political game in Concord and is now the speaker. Oh, no, not the speaker. He's the House Majority Leader.
So awesome.
In Concord. I mean, that's an amazing success story to say that, you know, you've got a friend of yours who was a longtime sponsor on this show who is actually in a very influential position with the Republican Party. I mean, these guys have been playing the game, and whether you like it or not, it's an ugly game. I mean, I wouldn't want to play it. I mean, it's just awful what they've had to go through, but obviously he's willing to do it, and they've gotten that level of success. That's going to lead to good things. It's not how, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and it sure as hell isn't going to be taken down in one.
So you hope the ZAs are successful. You hope that everything I'm looking into is successful and that freedom
increases. Well, I know that everything's
increases.
Not going to be successful.
Indeed. And
but maybe
I will tell you this. I hope against all information that I have, what I've come to, I hope New Hampshire is successful. All I said was, and I want to make it clear, I have abandoned the belief.
Sure, because you don't know what's going on here. Thank you, Dave, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Unfortunately, nobody had to step away for some other responsibilities. He's busy programming Cell 411, which is back. It had gone away temporarily, at least on the Android side of things, and there is now a version out that was released, I think, a week or two ago. So if you've been waiting to...
I didn't see an update come through my store. Do I have to...
Check it.
Okay.
Just pull it up and take a look, because it fixed the what we would call the showstopper bug of not actually showing you notifications when somebody sends you an emergency notice, which is kind of the whole point of it.
Yeah, I haven't seen a notification in a very long time.
Yeah, so you need to get the update there. Now, there's still some things that need to get fixed with it, and we're working on that. In fact, one of the next steps is to actually open source Cell 411. That is what's coming hopefully next, and as far as timetables, I don't know when that's going to be, but because it took 6 months to get to this point. But that's because nobody didn't know the program. He'd never done Android programming before, so he had a lot to learn. We got some great Indian programmers who are helping us out, the original guys that made the program, and we're moving forward. The Shire Free Church purchased Cell 411 from its creator, Virgil Baduba, who's a great liberty activist, but had come to a point in his life where he just wasn't able to handle it anymore. So we're working on it, and we're going to make it better. And so appreciate your support on that. Go check out Cell 411. You can go to getcell411.com. You can click and download for either Android or your Apple device. So we go back to your calls and thoughts here. Vernon is on the line in Louisiana. We had you, and then we lost you. Vernon, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're on here.
Previously, a few years ago, Free Talk Live severed the relationship with the Free State Project because I think they had hit a certain number of people joining, and they wanted to continue to recruit after that point. And it was like, we're done. They have no integrity. I don't know why they are, continuing to recruit, even though we reached the number. Could you remind me of that story? And
none of what you said is accurate.
The relationship.
I would say that there's some veracity to what he's saying. We didn't sever relationships because of it, but I would say that the Free State Project should stop counting at 20,000. Should have stopped counting at 20,000 because. Well, why would they continue counting? The whole purpose of the Free State Project was to recruit 20,000 movers. And to recruit more movers shows that they already know that 20,000 isn't going to move.
Of course they know that.
Yeah.
Only about 10% move.
If that.
Maybe a little bit more than 10%. Not if that. At least 10% move.
Probably. Okay. You can say the term 10
moved, to 15%.
But if somebody leaves, are they still a mover?
Yes, they did move.
Okay. Then if they're not, but they're not here.
Yes,
they're not in
some
state.
Of them are not here. And also a lot of people did move who never joined the Free State Project. We have no idea how many of those people there are. But what you said, Vernon, was not accurate at all. We did not sever ties with the Free State Project over any kind of frustration with any failure of the Free State Project to reach whatever goals or whatever. I still support the goals of the Free State Project, and that is to migrate liberty-minded people here to New Hampshire. There was an issue in 2016 where the Free State Project wanted to sever their relationship with us, specifically because somebody named Dennis Goddard, who used to be a Free Talk Live fan, turned against us.
An amplifier.
Used to be a supporter. He turned against us and created a petition to have me removed from the Free State Project events. That petition got about 100 or 200 signatures or something like that. Not really sure if all those signatures belong to people in the Free State Project.
No, it didn't get 200 signatures. It got like 40.
Well, whatever it was, I thought it was like 100 or whatever, but it could have been anybody who signed it, so we don't even know if they were actual Free Staters who signed it. So
could have been one person who created 40 accounts.
Could have been. Just basically weeks after we received a Lifetime Achievement Award for communicating the ideas of the Free State Project.
Yeah, I would say days after we received our Lifetime Achievement Award, we got kicked out of the Free State Project. Not kicked out, but Ian was banned from attending
both of their
the Porcupine
events.
Freedom Festival.
And the Liberty
Forum. As was... Free Free Talk Live, as was LRN.FM.
LRN was not banned.
No, it was not? Okay.
No. But the show was essentially banned, and so as a result of that, I did resign from the Free State Project, but I don't hold a grudge.
Do you think they removed you from the numbers?
I don't know. I don't hold a grudge, and I've never been mad about it. And you know, since then, we've repaired relationships, and we were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival not only last year but the year prior to that as well. We broadcast from the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the year 2020, and we will likely still be there coming up here in 2021. So you know, everything's okay. Oh, and people really hate Doug Stoddard now.
Great, thank you.
That was it?
Thank you for clarifying that for me. I apologize about the misunderstanding. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, Vernon. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And then Dennis Goddard lost his mind this last year over the whole COVID situation and started calling people who wouldn't wear a mask manslaughterers and said that he had the right to shoot anybody who wasn't wearing a mask that came too close to him. He further threatened to photograph and or out everybody who was attending the Porcupine Freedom Day Porcupine Day event that happened a couple of weeks ago. Bonnie and I went and attended this event, and there were about 100, I counted 82 at one time, so there was a maximum of 100 people that could attend this event at a theater chain here in New Hampshire. It's one of those theater chains where you can sit down and you eat dinner while you're watching a movie. And they had multiple speakers, and I recorded video of the speakers. So if you want to see what those speeches had to say or what those speakers had to say, you can go to the Free Keen YouTube channel or the Free Keen Library channel, and all of those speeches, well, all except for one, somebody specifically did not want to be put online. But all except for one speech are up there, including Free State Project Executive Director Vince Perfetto, who I'm a big fan of, by the way. I don't know if, Mark, did you know that Vince was now the Free State Project Executive Director?
Oh, that's wonderful.
You didn't know that, did you?
I didn't, and okay. I don't care. I mean,
I understand
again,
you don't care.
I have determined that this is
you're
not
done. I got
my
you.
Way to go.
I'm just pointing out that you don't pay any attention to what actually goes on here. So
I understand.
Vince Perfetto, the guy who created the movie 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. Now, he didn't create the list. The list was created back in like 2003 or 2002 to try to convince people to move here. But he made an amazing movie about that list in the year 2014. And he is now the executive director of the Free State Project. And I think he's a great choice for that particular job. In fact,
he's responsible for completing the 20,000.
I used to believe that the Free State Project should shut down when it reached its goal, when it reached, you know, when the 5-year move window happened. I thought that they should close it down. And you know what? I was convinced differently, sitting there watching those speeches and seeing what Vince had to say about the tremendous successes that the Free State Project has had in the year 2020, its biggest year for movers, a huge year for growth of their, you know, social medias and email lists. And there's a huge level of interest right now in, you know, from liberty-minded people in moving to New Hampshire. Finally, the government has become tyrannical enough to finally motivate more liberty-minded people to come here. So I'm all in favor of the Free State Project continuing to sign people up and continuing to encourage them to move, because until you get your ZEDEG going down there in Honduras, there ain't no better option. Now, maybe Saipan's going to be something, too, and you know, I'm keeping my eyes on that as well. More coming up here.
No,
this
is
Free Talk Live. How many movers so far, Mark?
5.
Okay.
6.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The United States passed the grim milestone Monday of 500,000 deaths from COVID. According to new data from Johns Hopkins University, 500,176 Americans have succumbed to the virus. That's nearly 20% of the known global COVID deaths. President Biden held a vigil at the White House Monday evening to honor the lives lost in the nearly year-long pandemic. He said the country will recover while remembering those lives lost.
This nation will smile again. This nation will know sunny days again. This nation will know joy again. And as we do, we'll remember each person we've lost, the lives they lived, the loved ones they left behind. We will get through this, I promise you. But my heart aches for those of you who are going through it right now.
This is USA Radio News. The House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee will hear Tuesday from the heads of drug makers who are producing coronavirus vaccines and their plans for expanding vaccine manufacturing. A representative from Johnson & Johnson is expected to testify that it will be able to deliver 20 million doses of its vaccine by the end of March, according to a Politico report. Johnson & Johnson could receive an emergency use authorization for its single-shot vaccine as early as this weekend, as an FDA panel will consider its data later this week. And the wife of Mexican drug cartel leader Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was arrested Monday, according to the Justice Department. Emma Coronel Aispuro was arrested at Dulles International Airport in Virginia. She's charged with trafficking cocaine, heroin, marijuana, and meth into the U.S. Coronel Aispuro is also believed to have helped her husband escape from a Mexican prison in July 2015 and was allegedly planning another escape for him before his extradition to the United States in 2017. El Chapo is currently serving a life sentence for his actions as the head of the Sinaloa drug cartel. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The number here for you is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian and Mark here. We've been talking about Liberty Migrations. Mark's got something going on down in Honduras. And also, of course, the Saipan Crypto Frontier. Their website was down recently, Mark. Did you know that?
No.
I'll have to check and see if they got it back up. But the idea of moving crypto people to the Mariana Islands, the U.S. Mariana Islands. You went down there for a couple year or a couple months last year, about this time of the year, right?
Yeah, I broadcast Free Talk Live as many as twice weekly, 2 days in a row. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty darn awesome, I got to say. The reason that I chose to leave was COVID based, right? Mm-hmm. So in part, my mom is just turned 80, and so she's definitely in the danger zone, and I want to kind of keep an eye on her. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I didn't like the way the governor was acting there, and I still don't like some of their COVID restrictions that they've got going on. As I understand it, if you go right now and you're a resident, as I am.
Mm-hmm.
You have to spend.
You got the license to prove it.
Yeah, I got a driver's license there. You know, I'll register to vote, did vote, and all these things. That you must be incarcerated in a 5-star hotel that has been turned into a
prison,
concentration camp.
Mm-hmm.
With no yard time. Oof. For 5 days.
24-hour lockdown.
Correct.
Wow.
For 5 days. Now, I'm curious. Now, they call it a voluntary lockdown.
That doesn't sound voluntary.
Well, you could, alternatively, you can go to jail for 14 days for their quarantine there. So you decide if that's voluntary. That's voluntary as far as the government is concerned.
I see.
Now, it's very likely unconstitutional, but, you know, expect to be persona non grata if you decide to fight this. And, you know, that's one of the things that the state does, right? They make it so it's uncomfortable to fight them. I'm curious as to, you know, when that's going to stop. It's probably not going to stop until the federal government stops giving them money. But, you know, maybe somebody will fight it. You know, they got a few things there that definitely could be fixed with some lawsuits or referendums. And they have in place some really great opportunities to make it a even better place as far as freedom goes, but
Did you ever ask Jason Sorens from the Free State Project why he didn't consider the Mariana Islands or any other U.S. territory?
It was basically too complicated. You know, they don't have, so in part,
that was his answer. Was this too complicated?
I talked to him, and they just didn't have enough information.
Huh.
And the reason I believe that to be true, I had plenty of time to think about that conversation. Mm. The reason I believe that to be true, I attempted to pay him to include all of the you know, territories in that.
Pay him?
Yeah. Well, why not? Academics get paid.
Hold on. Include the territories in what?
Jason Sorens is one of the authors of Freedom in the 50 States.
Oh, the study.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That'd be interesting.
And I'm curious about Freedom in the 50
geopolitical
designations, yeah, called in part of the United States.
And how many are there? There's not 50. There's
the District of Columbia.
Right, so that's 51.
Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico.
Okay, those are separate, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. In many cases, these are very small places that we could have had far more of an effect.
Puerto Rico's pretty big.
In many cases.
Yeah. Saipan, very small.
So that's the CNMI, the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana, right, Islands, or what I like to call the U.S. Marianas, in order to make the distinction. There's Guam.
Right.
And American Samoa.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm missing...
What about Federated Micronesia? Is that one of them?
That is a... It is not a territory. It is a protectorate.
Uh-huh.
Or some other distinction that is lower.
I see.
As is like the Marshall Islands, mm-hmm, and Palau, I think, which is one of the Federated States of American Nation. Anyway, there's these little places, yeah, which don't want to put money into a military, and why should they? So they just sort of contract with the United States to do some level of protection.
So you tried to pay him to include those, and he wouldn't do it because it's too difficult to get information.
Well, he wouldn't take money from somebody that he couldn't deliver on because he's a moral individual. I'm not angry.
But he's saying he can't deliver because it's too difficult to get, like, information out,
right,
of
so,
places, right?
So, like, I'd like to defend him, if I may, in this. Yeah. And let's talk about addresses in the U.S. Marianas.
Mm-hmm.
So the U.S. Marianas has been trying to implement street addresses since the 1980s. Now, it's on the law. The law is on the books,
yeah,
that they have street addresses.
Uh-huh.
So if you look at it as an academic, you say... Street addresses exist, and there are a few street addresses.
Okay.
However, the vast majority of people, they have to give directions. They have to give, like, landmark-based directions. Mm-hmm. Imagine trying to get the fire department to come to your house, mind you.
Mm. So does GPS, like, not work there?
They drop pins.
Uh-huh.
Literally, that's how they do it, is that if you want somebody to come to a place that you meet, you drop, yeah, you learn to drop pins in Google, and then you text that. Mm-hmm. To somebody via, you know, SMS, whatever, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And that's how you get people to go to this place or that place. And, you know, sometimes you can look it up on Google Maps, but sometimes you can't. Google Maps thinks everything's delineated in kilometers.
See,
there, which
you're persuasive on the Saipan thing because you actually spent some time there. And that's why I say when this Honduras thing is rolling and, you know...
Well, I'm going to be going to Honduras next month.
Dropping in for a week or two, I mean, that's one thing. Living there for several months is a whole other thing. Now, you only lived there for like 2 months, I think, in Saipan last year.
Right.
The
fierce amount of honesty that I have around the CNMI, the Saipan, U.S. Marianas. Let's use U.S. Marianas. I think it's the best distinction. It all
Saipan
basically
sounds cooler, though.
Saipan sounds fun, but it's only one island.
Yeah.
And, in fact, the other two islands are freer. But you won't enjoy the same amount of advantages. So, for instance, if you go to Saipan in the U.S. Marianas, you will enjoy, They've got a McDonald's, they've got a Pizza Hut, they've got a bubblegum shrimp company, they've got a Hard Rock Cafe, they've got, you know, all the coffee shops that you could have, pretty much everything you enjoy.
It's a city.
Everything I enjoyed, okay? Mm-hmm. Not everything that everybody enjoys, but everything that I enjoy.
But they don't have a Walmart.
They don't, but they do have a knockoff version of a Costco. They have a movie theater where you can go, like, see
six different. Is it still open?
Well, hell, I don't know. Okay. I left before.
But that's the other thing. It's like you left, and then, you know, you...
I can find out in any answer to any question you need. All you have to do is go to the anybody who has Telegram, search CNMI. That stands for the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. Yeah. Search CNMI, and then it'll have, like, crypto behind it or something like that.
Yeah.
You can ask to join that group, and then you can chat with people who currently live there.
Yep.
I think there's
former co-hosts, Ben Armani and Alex. Alex is the founder of the project.
I said that there were five movers. I'm going to adjust that to a few less than, like, maybe one or two less than 10.
Okay.
So maybe eight or nine movers.
Yeah.
But I will...
That you know of.
But, well, I know.
There might be more.
No. It's unlikely.
Well, they're not tracking like the Free State Project. It's not like a count.
When you're talking at fewer than a dozen people, the chances are good that somebody's going to try to reach out, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that, why is his name escaping me? The guy who wrote Complete Liberty. Wes Bertrand. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wes Bertrand is currently living in my house.
That's cool.
You know?
That's cool.
So, I mean...
So he must be liking it, because he's been there for more than half a year now.
He will make a far more cogent argument than I will for the people who are highly principled libertarians.
Yeah.
I mean, he really is into it for a whole variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like the Free State Project because so many Free Staters are all about the political system.
Yeah.
You have almost no opportunity to become a politician by moving to the CNMI.
Because you basically have to be an islander to win an election, right?
Agreed. But
now, is there a lot of racism towards outsiders there?
No. Not overt. I mean, they don't say,
out of here, honky.
If Howley is used, it's used in a usually used in an endearing fashion. They don't have a particular problem.
Howley means an American, right?
Howley would be
white
foreigner.
American. Foreigner. Okay.
Of any sort.
I see.
And remember, most of the population is not native.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the population is either Filipino or Chinese and can't vote.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So,
and you did vote? You voted for, like, governor or whatever down there?
I don't know if governor was on the list.
Okay.
But I did vote for everything else.
See, that's what I'm saying. You've got some experience there, which makes you more persuasive on that particular topic. But on the other hand, you left. So it doesn't make it look like you really want to be there.
I'd leave New Hampshire right now if Free Talk Live left.
603-283-6160. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Also, don't forget we have a social media site that we've launched. And Mark, you got the numbers wrong last night. You had said it was 1,000 people that have signed up.
I said almost.
215 or whatever is not almost 1,000.
Right. I thought it was. I did get the numbers wrong in so much as I was like, is it $700 or $800? I should on 100 people. Should I just? I should just say almost 1,000.
So the 1,000 number. There is a 1,000 number, and that's the statuses, the number of posts that people have made. That's actually 1,200 and change right now. Okay. There's over 230 people.
How many of those posts are from us?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, we post a few times a night, so some amount. And I like it. I think it's a great platform. You go to social.freetalklive.com. You get off the big tech platforms. You know, don't wait for them to ban you. You know that's a possibility. There's a good chance that that's going to happen. I just had a video taken down from the Free Keen YouTube just the other night. And
it's because you're not woke.
It's because it was promoting the White Rose, which is anti-COVID crackdown, you know, counter-propaganda, basically. And they said, well, if you don't
it
agree
should have
with
been the Rose of Color.
If you don't agree with the World Health Organization and the government, then we take down your content, is what YouTube said. So, you know, don't wait until the takedown happens to you. Start building, like what you were saying, Mark, build the other thing. Build the thing. Don't argue about
yes.
the thing. Build the thing. And that's something that we agree on is build the thing. So that's what we're doing. We're building that thing. It's a place where you can go. You don't have to be a libertarian to post there. Please,
nope.
Just sign up, social.freetalklive.com.
We want people to interact, and part of the interaction is disagreement. I mean, you know, I would recommend you not use, the logical fallacies with which to argue with people, and perhaps you'll learn something, but do whatever the hell you want. It's a social media platform and one that is far less regulated.
Indeed. In fact, there hasn't been any kind of regulation whatsoever. I mean, eventually if somebody's like spamming
if all the Trumpsters
like crazy,
went there, it would be highly successful. And they would not get banned over normal stuff.
I wouldn't be too happy. But, yeah, I wouldn't ban them over being a Trump person. If Trump signed up, I wouldn't.
They'd be a hell of a lot happier than people who went to Parler.
No doubt. Check it out at social.freetalklive.com. And in real life, if you want to check out this migration of people coming to New Hampshire, now, I don't know if there's something similar in Saipan yet. I know that there was talk about it last year, but I don't know if it actually materialized due to COVID. But there is a camping festival that happens here in New Hampshire. There's actually two of them. There's the Porcupine Freedom Festival and there's Fork Fest. Fork Fest is the decentralized camping festival that happens here. Libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists, people that love the ideas of freedom, they're going to be coming to the same campground, Rogers Campground. You can get your RV site, your campsite, or your motel room, but you better get it soon. I can tell you, the top tip-top site that we had last year, we don't get it this year because I waited too long. It's 4 months out, and I waited too long. So you ought to go to Rogers Campground, get in touch with them. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th and get to find out what it's like to be around other liberty-minded people, a large number of them, for some amount of time. It's a lot of fun.
Camping isn't really even a thing in the U.S. Marianas.
What do you mean? There's no campground?
No. Why would you do that?
I don't know. Some people like to camp.
13 miles by 4 miles or something.
Some people just like to pitch a tent and, you know, be outside. That's why people camp.
They do camp on Pagan, which is another island out there, but you have to pay a great deal of money
to get there,
to get on a boat to travel from Saipan to Pagan. And then once you're there, there are simply no amenities.
Right.
There are
that's
free,
real camping.
Free, there's free beef and free pork, though, presuming it doesn't kill you.
So, Rogers Campground, there are plenty of amenities. There's bathrooms.
No free beef and no free pork, though.
No, it's true. And there is
certainly not deadly free beef and deadly free pork.
So they've got bathrooms. They've got running water. They've got campfires.
They got bathrooms in Pagan too. I do understand. As I understand it, there are two. There is one working flush toilet on Pagan.
Wow. Okay. But I don't know if there's any party going on there in the crypto frontier quite yet. But their website is back up. If you want to check them out, you can go to cryptofrontier.org. I think that's an interesting project. I hope that it's successful, and I definitely want to keep an eye on that as well. Let's go to Andrew. He's calling from Tennessee. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah. At this point, I've been bouncing off what I want to talk about. But I guess what I want to talk about is where people want to go when they, want to leave places.
I got to tell you, Andrew, your phone is pretty janky. I heard this question about, you know, where people want to go when they want to leave places. If you can spit the question out succinctly, we'll try to answer it for you. Go ahead.
Your first question.
Uh-oh. And that might have been...
Hey, can you hear me now?
Just heard you.
Go ahead.
Spit out whatever you're going to say as quickly as you can.
Okay, so my concern was with people like feeling comfortable with where they are with liberty, and my problem is like I think if you really want to feel that you're a free person, at some point you're gonna have to feel a little bit uncomfortable. Freedom is not based around your comfort.
I agree.
Yeah, freedom is the willingness to let that weird guy that you know be free. And that is not comfortable, as evidenced by a guy who has been on the air here on Free Talk Live, walking out naked out of his trailer and firing a gun 6 times in a relatively populated area. Did he hurt anybody? No, he did not.
Thank goodness.
And he appears to be fine. But, you know,
he was very recently on
Free Talk Live. There was no harm done. And one has to ask exactly what this looks like. I think communities need rules, and therefore I'm willing to say that communities need government. I am not willing to say, however, that government must be a top-down, hierarchical state that we inherit that we simply cannot change. And I think that's the difference. A state is an organization that claims you body and land.
Thank you, Andrew. I wish we had a better connection with you tonight, but I appreciate the call. Feel free to call another night. The number here is 603-283-6160. And it's a shame that people have to be uncomfortable in order to want to change things in life, but that's just the reality of, you know, the human condition. If you're comfortable, most people don't want to
step out. Well, some people are comfortable with more government. This is why we have homeowners associations. Mm-hmm. Now, homeowners association is It is a private form of governance. However, the distinction is from, say, a special autonomous zone is that you can't create more freedom. So you can't open a homeowners association where in whatever town you're in and nullify the laws of the town, the state, the county, or the U.S. federal government. All you can do is add more on. And some people want that. Some people want every house to be beige. Some people want only the American flag to fly out on flagpoles. Mm. Some people want all commercial vehicles to not be in driveways. And they must be
those people, please don't move to New Hampshire. Just stay right where you are. If you're in New Hampshire, go ahead and leave. There are places like Massachusetts and Vermont.
If you want warmer weather, I recommend Longboat Key.
All right, let's go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, I'm a little bit puzzled by your criteria that you're looking for. Oh, and first let me say one thing I haven't heard anybody mention is the flight from Honduras and back and forth to the States is jet lag free as compared to when you go east-west.
Yeah.
So that would be, and it's also a relatively short flight.
From Miami.
Yeah.
Right,
true.
It's a 3-hour hop to Roatan, which is the island off Honduras. It's
What is it to Saipan from just the west coast?
Well, I can tell you that right now it's more difficult than it has been. Mm-hmm. It was 15 hours for me from Boston to Hong Kong, and an additional 3 hours from Hong Kong. I stayed in Hong Kong for some mini amount of days to cover the protests.
Right, right.
Fat lot of good that did. I tried people in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. I love you.
So anyway,
David, go ahead.
Like I said, I was puzzled by your criteria because it seems like you're overlooking some various things, and I hear you discuss. So what are your prime criteria for selecting where you want to be?
Are you asking Mark
or Ian?
Any of you.
I want to be in a place that has the best chance at being free. Already is one of the most free and has a good chance at becoming more free.
I would say
Go ahead.
We got 1 minute, so I want to answer the question. I want a place that can be economically free. And by economically free, I mean that you can start a business, that you are relatively free of regulation, relatively free of taxation. You will not be free of taxation, ladies and gentlemen. It is not possible. It hasn't existed in human history, and it's just not going to. But you know, you have the ability to sort of do what you want from an economic standpoint, so long as you don't harm other people. Because if you want to have prostitutes and, you know, smoke weed and gamble, Vegas is there.
New Hampshire is, what to answer further your question, David, because I heard what you were asking. New Hampshire is the number one most economically free place in North America. I believe it's the Heritage Foundation that found that. So it's a great starting point, and we've got the largest migration of liberty-loving people from anywhere on the planet that are coming here and have come here and are still coming here. And there's no better chance than New Hampshire, in my opinion. Now, maybe Saipan will be a better deal. We'll see. I'll get my eyes on that one. See you tomorrow night.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse.
Get clean. Call now and learn more.
800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.